Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
We dive into early season cleanup and pruning in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
My yard right now is covered with ice and snow. Both the backyard and the front yard are kind of like, they're like glaciers that still have not melted away, so I'm not quite sure what's underneath there. But once all that stuff does melt, it's probably going to be a mess, right?
It probably will be, and doing the garden cleanup just as soon as you can get to it, whether it be the old vegetation from last year, whether it's the raspberry plants that you should have pruned last fall or right up until the 1st of January when winter showed up. Getting rid of all that stuff is good. Getting rid of the slug habitat, they'll be waiting underneath there. So let's get started on the cleanup and pruning right now.
That reminds me, I do have a lilac plant that was really heavily damaged over the winter with kind of the heavy snow load. There were a lot of branches that were snapped off or broken. How should I be doing that in a way that will kind of like foster continued growth and a healthy plant in the future?
For any plants, really the basics of pruning are first remove any deadwood that you see. That stuff will usually snap off easily on the dry days. Does no good to keep deadwood on there for the tree unless this is a big wildlife tree that you want woodpeckers to work on. So remove the deadwood first, then you look at the broken branches, like you mentioned, and do a clean cut on those, cut them back to green live wood. And I guess when I talk about making a clean cut, that also means you need some sharp tools to do that with, so clean up and sharpen the tools before you get started on this. And then after that, you can start on the shaping or thinning or removing other parts of the plant, whether it be berry bushes or flowering trees or otherwise, to make it look more beautiful, as well as allow more sun and more air circulation into those trees and shrubs. So the leaves dry out more quickly after a rain, and so that the sun can penetrate to, if it's a fruit tree at least, will help give those fruits better color and more sugar content.
Should I be doing this now before the new growth and the new buds start coming through and coming up?
Yes, mostly. Now, you mentioned the lilac, and I'll throw in the rhododendrons and say that other than removing the dead and broken stuff, leave those alone until they are flowering. That's the best time for pruning those generally. But fruit trees and the berry bushes, all of those, this is a great time before they get started, with cautions that not to prune too much. Like, don't prune more if a long neglected tree or shrub needs pruning, and you might look at it and say, well, I've got to take out this one, that one, and that branch. You may have to spread that out over a couple of years. If you prune too much in 1 year, that pruning really can stimulate growth because all the food that's stored from last year in the roots has to go somewhere. Particularly on trees, it may result in a bunch of water sprouts or suckering growth. Then you're going to have to come back as they sprout and remove those in late spring and summer. So again, space out the amount of pruning needed, taking out some of the oldest wood, especially on things like currants and gooseberries, and leaving the new, more vigorous growth there. And on cherry trees and apple trees and that sort of thing, again, do some opening up. Remove crossing branches where one branch is rubbing on another one, so that again, you're not leaving a wound there where fungus disease can potentially penetrate. And one last thing, at least after you make the cuts, we do not recommend painting them with any paint or tar or covering over those. Better to let air circulation dry out those cuts and hopefully the sun to prevent the fungus growth in those.
Oh, I was just going to ask you about that too, to put any sort of salve or whatever goop to put on those cuts there.
Yep. Yeah, we just don't do that anymore because otherwise, because the fungus spores are floating all around us anyway, you get done pruning, they are pretty much there already. And if you paint over that, that can actually seal them in, which is an even better, they like that even more. So they are not exposed to the bright sun, which can kill off those spores.
You mentioned some of the berry plants. Any other care that we should be thinking about right now before we start seeing more new growth and possibly flowers and berries later on?
Yes, well, particularly raspberry patches, if you didn't cut down to the ground the wood that produced fruit last year, now is the time to get that out of there. You can look at them and tell the difference. The branches that gave us fruit last year, the shoots will have side branches and are dead and brown. You can scrape the base of them to see if you see any green. And the new shoots, which should be just a single shoot without side branches, should have new buds starting to poke out at this time of year already too. So get rid of the old stuff. And if you're, hopefully you've got a nice big healthy patch, remove some of the little branches. There may be some really short sprouts, like only a foot to 2 feet tall underneath, and all the rest of your plant is 5 or 6 feet or more tall. Remove those little ones at the base, or even potentially if you want to expand your patch, you could dig up those small ones and replant them in a new patch at least 6 feet away, so you get some space for future walking path.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot for the advice.
Okay, you're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast, or you can ask your own question about yard and garden care by going to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk. Ed will be happy to answer your question on the air in an upcoming segment.
Plant your rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Building Supply, locally owned since 1936, offering building supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.